We have two positive economic developments to tell you about today. The U.S. trade deficit narrowed in May, thanks in part to an increase in exports, and the Bush administration predicted a significant drop in the federal deficit. The White House expects the budget shortfall to be about $100 billion below what was predicted earlier this year. The news caused leading Republicans to cheer, while Democrats warned against premature optimism. NPR's Andrea Seabrook has the story.
There are times when it can't be fun to be a government economist, like in early 2004, when White House Office of Management and Budget Director Josh Bolten announced the federal budget would be deeper in the red than any time in about two decades. Today, OMB Director Bolten said he was happy to see the press corps because he had good news.
Since last February, when we released the 2006 budget, the nation's fiscal outlook has improved dramatically.
In February, OMB predicted a deficit of $427 billion this year. Today, that figure was revised down to $333 billion. President Bush said that's well ahead of his campaign pledge to cut the deficit in half in 5 years.
It's a sign that our economy is strong, and it's a sign that our tax relief plan, our pro-growth policies are working.
The reason for this improvement? A big increase in the taxes the federal government is collecting, much of it in corporate and capital gains taxes. To some economists and the president, this is a vindication of a particular theory called supply-side economics. The thinking is that if you cut taxes, you encourage spending and investment, and with that comes increased tax revenues. OMB Director Bolten sees it this way.
Tax relief has produced the desired results. Since enactment of the 2003 tax relief, the economy has expanded by at least 3% in every quarter.
But many economists say it's not quite that simple. Lakshman Achithan of the Economic Cycle Research Institute says while tax cuts do encourage investment, there is another factor that has been stimulating growth in recent years.
Interest rates have been low, both those set by the market and those set by the Federal Reserve. So the combination of lower taxes and low interest rates have given us a very strong economy. For the time being.
Achithan warns that predicting future growth based on these numbers is a gamble. All kinds of things could affect the economy down the line, including wars, terrorist attacks, and consumer spending. But that didn't stop Republicans in Congress from a little backpatting. House Budget Committee Chairman Jim Nussel of Iowa called it the incredible shrinking deficit, though he did warn his colleagues against going on a spending spree.
I don't want any of this to sound the dinner bell. We have to remain vigilant with regard to spending.
Congressional Democrats did not see so rosy a picture. First of all, they dispute the idea that cutting taxes increases tax revenue for very long. And, said the top Democrat on the Senate Budget Committee, Kent Conrad of North Dakota, a smaller deficit still means the U.S. government is borrowing hundreds of billions of dollars every year.
The other part of the story is what's happening to the debt of the United States. And the debt is going up like a scalded cat.
While the deficit is how much the government borrows in 1 year, the national debt is the total amount the U.S. owes from years of borrowing. The current federal debt is well over $7.5 trillion, and Conrad said it will be around $11 trillion by the end of the decade, just as the baby boomer generation begins to retire and collect Social Security. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, The Capitol.